Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Give it up for Steve.
Man, that was a great act to follow there, I'll tell you. That was a pretty awesome job, I thought. All right, well, how many of you guys, you know that everything in the Bible, it has meaning, it has significance. I mean, there's not a little piece in there that's in there for no reason, but it's all very symbolic usually of things to come, things that God is doing or will be doing and done. So God knew the end from the beginning, right? So all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty God. So as we go through here today, I got quite a few scriptures. We'll try to go through them pretty fast because we don't have a lot of time. But if you'll bear with me, we're going to go to Luke 24:27. Cool, I can see that. In the beginning, at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all scriptures, the things concerning himself. So in the beginning, with the books of Moses and through the prophets, we're going to see a picture what God has in Jesus Christ. We're going to see if we can't see him starting in some of the books of Moses, okay? Exodus 17:1. And it says, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and he pitched there in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people did chide with Moses, and they said, "Give us water that we might drink." And Moses said unto them, "Why ye chide with me? Wherefore, do ye tempt the Lord?" And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto this people that they almost ready to stone me?" And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go before the people, take with thee of the elders of Israel and the rod wherewith thou smotest the river, and take in thy hand and go, and behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and that the people might drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Amen. So if you could, Terry, could you bring up that picture? This is a rock that they truly believe is the one that Moses and the children of Israel actually were at. And this is a rock that they believe was that the water rushed out of. There's actually signs of water flow around that and washing down the hills. It's pretty cool. Happens to be in Saudi Arabia. It's a little bit of, there's some controversy, I guess, there. You know, there always is going to be for different reasons. But it's an awesome-sized rock. Very impressive. If you look at it from a distance, it's kind of the only thing out there. It's pretty cool. So let's go to Matthew 26:31. "And then saith Jesus unto them, All shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered." Okay, so Moses smote the rock. The shepherd's going to be smote this night. Amen? Are you seeing it? Okay. Psalms 78:15-16. "He clave the rocks in the wilderness, and he gave them to drink as out of great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused the waters to run down like rivers. Amen. So that word clave the rock, if you remember that picture, that rock was split. And that word clave means to split. Pretty cool. It's pretty awesome, actually. That if that was when Moses reached out his rod and he smote that rock, and that rock cracked. It's pretty cool. We got some other stuff coming up here. Amen. So, actually, you know what? If you guys think about it, remember when Jesus died on that cross, when he took his last breath, what happened to the veil in that temple? From top to the bottom. Broken. Amen. It opened up a place for us that we might enter in, that there wouldn't be a veil there any longer, that we would have entrance into the kingdom of God, that we might be kings and priests, that we might wear a crown. All right, let's go to Psalms 92 and 15. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock. Amen? A rock. We were looking at a rock in the desert, but it's a picture of him. Amen? And there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. Psalms 105 and 41. He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran into the dry places like a river. Here it is. Amen. The waters rushed out. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:4 or 10:1 and 4. Excuse me. It says, moreover, brethren, I would not have ye should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they all did eat the same spiritual meat and they all did drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. So out of that rock the water flowed and they drank. Picture of our Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go to Matthew 21, verse 42. And whosoever shall fall upon this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Amen. That falling on this stone, that's a humbling of your heart. That's a worship of him, where God would be able to mold you and turn you into something like the potter with the clay, into something that you couldn't be. Amen. But if that stone is to fall on you, you guys saw a picture of it. That thing's 60 feet tall, sitting on a 200-foot tall little peak there. That thing would grind you to powder. Amen. There is no doubt. I don't know how many tons that thing weighs, but it has to be in the hundreds, I'm sure. All right, where were we? How about, let's go over here to Psalms 118. The stone which the builders refused has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and he is marvelous in our sight. Amen? Yeah. Cornerstone. Yeah. All right. Let's go to 1 Peter. Excuse me, sorry. If it be so, or if so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of by God, precious, Ye also, as lively stones, are built up in spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual gifts acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, that stone which builders disallowed is the same made of the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. How many times today, if you turn on the news, the world is all about everything but our Lord and Savior. That's a stumbling stone. Jesus is kind of been put aside, and it's the greatest blessing, the greatest gift that's ever been given to man. Amen. And they want to reject him. That's like, man, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You guys have no idea how good it is. Amen. To fall at the chief cornerstone. Amen. And have him turn you into something more than you could ever be. Amen. On your own. Amen. Because it's nice when he takes out the trash. That don't stink anymore. Amen. Okay. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people. And peculiar is not weird. Peculiar is different. Amen. We don't have to jump off the cliff because everybody else is. We are peculiar in God, and he leads us and keeps us. Amen. That you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are a people of God. Amen. Which had not obtained mercy, but now have attained mercy. Amen. You gotta like it. Okay. So let's go to Matthew 7:13. Enter in ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But strait is the gate and narrow the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I don't know if you guys remember, but that picture of the rock up there, it was cracked, right? Split down the middle, all the way from top to the bottom. There is a very narrow passage. Amen. Narrow is the way. And Lord, it's awesome. When you come in and you enter into his presence, when you seek the rock, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that's just cool. It's very symbolic to me that, wow, even the rock is split enough that you can enter in. Amen. Anyway, St. John 7. And 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Amen. So out of that rock, out of that picture of rock in the desert, they had life in that water. Amen. And in their rock, there was a way. And if we go over here to St. John 19 and 33. But when they came to Jesus and saw he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. Are you getting this? And forthwith there came out blood and water. Amen. If you let that blood cover you, It's the greatest gift you could ever imagine. No more sins. And if you partake of that living water that flowed out, amen, that is so awesome, you'll never thirst again. Amen? I think it's cool. Amen. That'll do it for me. Okay. Thank you.